So next up is, I believe, a first-time Frey Cafe storyteller, but has been coming to South by Southwest 29 bazillion times. Yeah, longer than Nikolai. Maybe. I think the festival is originally just this person and Nikolai. We are really eager to hear what she has to tell us. Would you please give it up for Christy Duncan?
So, yes, I have been coming here since 93. And as I was pointed out to me earlier this week, I'm a different kind of geek. It turns out I'm a car geek. And while I have driven cross country, including going to Plattsburgh, New York to pick up a very small car with a 660cc turbo engine, right-hand drive, 1,500-pound curb weight, leaving at 6:30 in the morning on a Tuesday and making it back to the Bay Area in California at 4:30 in the afternoon on a Saturday, on I-80 through Nebraska with up to 50 mile an hour wind gusts, that's not the story I'm gonna tell. Oh. Story I'm gonna tell is how hectic this last year was, how I don't remember much of anything about it except that July happened. And in July, I got offered a new job. I booked some voice time for doing some narration for an art video. And I got another car to add to the many, many cars at home. So while I'm here, by the way, my husband has actually been out on a car tour in a 1969 Fiat 500 permanent roadster right-hand drive from South Australia. We have more cars than I care to mention. Most of them do not run. Turns out it was a better investment than leaving any money in the stock market. And I got a new set of wheels last year to add to the collection. Now, I'm really active in a local Fiat club in the Bay Area. The club's been around since 1969. I've been around longer than that too. And a couple years ago, actually got a Fiat 500 brand new, Prima Dizione, number 237, the 237th car to roll off the line. And that's the car I drive. That's my daily driver. Last year in July, the Fiat Club was doing one of our annual car events. And we went to the local Fiat Club, or the local Fiat dealership. They were giving us the ability to use their tech bay in the back so that we could do a tech session, teaching people how to do timing belt replacements on X19s. Now, meanwhile, while we're in the back of the Fiat dealership and there are a bunch of crusty old guys that are wrangling with tools into a little tiny engine bay to do a Fiat timing belt replacement, out front is a little pop-up tent for the local pop radio station, 99.7 Now. They're doing a radio promotion with the Fiat dealership. They're doing their topless summer promotion. Unbeknownst to us, they had purchased 3 Fiat 500 convertibles to give away over the course of the summer. What we know is they're giving away free hamburgers. So we ventured out and got to striking up a conversation. And one of the young guys asked us, well, what are we doing? So we started talking about Fiats. Started talking about X19s and 131s and a Brava and a 124 Spider. And this guy had no fucking clue what we were talking about. So he came around back, check out what we were doing, and encouraged us to enter the drawing to win a car. To which, of course, we snickered, dropped our name in a bucket, grabbed a free burger, picked up a free tire gauge, and went about our business. Who wins a car? Nobody ever fucking wins a new car. Ever. I don't know anyone who's ever won a car. It's made up. It's make-believe. It's a radio farce. So, we go about. The following Monday, I get a phone call and an email from 99.7 Now that I have won a chance to win a key to win a car. To which I said, no, okay. So they said, I have to show up the following Sunday at our local Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View, California. I have to be there by 3 p.m. to check in, to make sure I'm eligible. And I said, does it have to be me? could I send my husband? Because I'd already lined up to go up to the city to go to the De Anza to go to the Jean-Paul Gaultier exhibit. And I'm like, whoever fucking wins a car, send somebody else to stand in line. Has to be me. So we arrange to go up early to the city. I make it a point to drive back down 280 and head down to Mountain View. And here's the deal. You have to be there by 3 p.m. So I drive over in my Fiat 500 and park across from the amphitheater. As I'm getting out of a car, old guy walks by me, said, "What are you doing here? You already have one." To which I said, "Take two, they're small." So I check in, they give me a wristband, they snap it on, they put a number on the wristband. Turns out, of the about 150 people who had won the chance to win a chance to win the key, only 80 showed up in time to be eligible. So I've now got a 1 in 80 shot. Now, before my husband and I had driven over there, we talked about this. It's like, do we even bother to go? Nobody ever wins a car. And by the way, free cars, not free. You got to pay tax and license. You're going to have to pay income tax if you win the car. It's like, could we even afford to win a free car? Whoever fucking wins a car? So we decided, yeah, we'll go. We'll tell the club about it. Why not? So, get in. We're 1 of 80. It's a ping pong ball drawing. It's process of elimination. One ping pong ball after another, drawing a number, process of elimination, people sitting down, all while we have to hear the music from 99.7 Now. It was painful. But it was a chance to win a car. So, goes down the line from 80 down to 60, down to 40. Next thing you know, 10 people. I'm still standing there. At which point, the guy, the young guy who'd seen us at the car dealership the previous weekend comes up and he's like, "But you've already got one. Go away. I know. Shh, go away." So they have the 10 of us stand up in front of the car, which is wrapped with a body kit, which is black with hot pink, 99.7 Now. And they call a 10th number and a 9th, and they eliminate 5 more people, and I'm still standing there. So the 5 of us are now lined up in the order of our numbers, and there are 5, I hesitate to call, 5 very thin stick figure people standing in front of me in very short shorts and hot pink t-shirts with envelopes with keys. They had previously demonstrated that one of these keys really did work the ignition. The 2 guys in front of me go, no dice. I now have a 1 in 3 shot. I chose key number 2. I get into the car. The radio guy next to me starts some banter, asking me about the car, thinking it's really cool. And this is at the point where, after having driven Fiats for longer than I can remember, and having driven one of the new Fiat 500s for 2 years, I suddenly think, I hope I don't pull some sort of fucking girl maneuver and not know how to work the ignition. So I turn the key, and the fucker fired. And I won a car. And I won a car. There was no, I couldn't believe it. The guy then pulls me aside. He wants me to give a little bit of a, you know, hey, what do you think about the car? Not knowing that I used to work in radio. To which I say, you know, he says, well, you know, why a Fiat? Are you excited? So there's no other fun car to drive. It's the best car out there. It's high powered, even if 101 horsepower. You just wait till you get to 4,500 to 5,000 RPM before you shift. It's great. There's no other car that makes me smile as much as a Fiat. And I didn't realize that they immediately started looping that on 99.7 Now. And my friend Jen over here heard that on the radio, not knowing I had won a car, as did everybody else that I work with. And that is how I won a car. I had a moment of pop stardom, and I'm just really thankful that my husband resisted the temptation to get a license plate that said auto-tune.
Christy Duncan, everybody, give it up. Best kinds of stories come from the newcomers.